Chapter 24. Michael Tallon felt himself beaming emphatically as Rachel Sexton gaped in silence at the fossilized meteorite in her hand. The refined beauty of the woman's face now seemed to dissolve into the expression of innocent wonder, a young girl who had just seen Santa Claus for the first time. "I know just how you feel," he thought. Tallon had been struck the same way only 48 hours ago. He, too, had been stunned into silence. Even now, the scientific and philosophical implications of the meteorite astounded him, forcing him to rethink everything he had ever believed about nature. Tallon's oceanographic discoveries had included several previously unknown deep-water species, and yet this space bug was another level of breakthrough altogether. Despite Hollywood's propensity for casting extraterrestrials as little green men, astrobiologists and science buffs all agreed that given the sheer numbers and adaptability of Earth's insects, extraterrestrial life would in all probability be bug-like if it were ever discovered. Insects were members of the phylum Arthropoda, creatures having hard outer skeletons and jointed legs. With over 1.25 million known species and an estimated 500,000 still to be classified, Earth's bugs outnumbered all the other animals combined. They made up 95% of all the planet's species and an astounding 40% of the planet's biomass. It was not so much the bugs' abundance that impressed as it was their resilience. From the Antarctic ice beetle to Death Valley's sun scorpion, bugs happily inhabited deadly ranges in temperature, dryness, and even pressure. They had also mastered exposure to the most deadly force known in the universe, radiation. Following a nuclear test in 1945, Air Force officers had donned radiation suits and examined Ground Zero, only to discover cockroaches and ants happily carrying on as if nothing had happened. Astronomers realized that an arthropod's protective exoskeleton made it a perfectly viable candidate to inhabit the countless radiation-saturated planets where nothing else could live. It appeared the astrobiologists had been right, Tallon thought. E.T. is a bug. Rachel's legs felt weak beneath her. "I can't believe it," she said, turning the fossil in her hands. "I never thought..." "Give it some time to sink in," Tallon said, grinning. "Took me 24 hours to get my feet back under me."
"I see we have a newcomer,"
said an uncharacteristically tall Asian man, walking over to join them. Corky and Tallon seemed to deflate instantly with the man's arrival. Apparently the moment of magic had been shattered.